Hey guys, it's Brother Peter. One more time, while I'm still thinking on these things, and before I forget, I want to make one more soul-winning video, one more soul-winning tip video, really quickly before it slips my mind. This is the soul-winning tip for this video, is to make the conversation a dialogue and not a monologue. Not to make it a one-sided conversation, and to include the other person in your conversation, and to ask them questions, and to make sure you're on board with what you're saying to them and what you're preaching to them. First of all, the reason being, if you always, you know, if you're just preaching at them and it's a one-sided conversation and you know, you're not including them in the conversation until the very end, you have no idea if they're receiving what you're saying. Secondly, it's biblical to have a dialogue with people. If you look at the way Jesus went soul winning, he dialogued with people. You know, with the woman at the well, he dialogued with her. He was not just preaching her ear off. He was asking her questions, what she knew about the Messiah. He was dialoguing with her. He was talking to her, and he was getting personal with her. If you look at Mary in John 11, you know, he's asking her questions. He's gauging her response to the gospel and what she believes. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that liveth and believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" So he said, "Hey Mary, do you believe this? Do you believe what I'm preaching to you? Do you understand this? Do you understand the resurrection? Do you understand that I'm the resurrection? Do you understand these things?" And you know, out soul winning, we need to ask people, we need to dialogue with them, ask them questions, gauge what they're thinking about the Bible. Ask them if they understand, ask them if they're receiving it, ask them what they think. Ask them if they believe it. But secondly, another reason we have to dialogue with them is because we need to get them on the same page as us. We need to get them in a mindset that is agreeable to the Word of God. We need to get them, we need to shift them from the time we get there when they might be a little resistant to us. Look, people are naturally resistant to other people, especially religious people or salesmen or people they think might be trying to pull one over on them or put one over on them or pull the wool over their eyes. We need to get them from a mode that might be, sometimes they're in a fight mode. Sometimes they're in a flight mode. You know, that's why they just shut the door in your face. They perceive you as a threat. They shut the door in your face. They're not interested. You know, sometimes they're in a fight mode. You know, sometimes they get really angry at you just for coming on their property and just for knocking their door. People are naturally a little resistant to, you know, religious people knocking their door with the gospel or with any kind of material. You need to shift them. You need to try to get them, help them get into a mode that is agreeable to the Word of God. So one reason you need to ask some questions is so leading up to the end of the conversation, you will be able to easily lead them in prayer and lead them to Christ because you've already spent the whole conversation helping them become agreeable to the Word of God. So just one thing you can do is just cause people to agree with you. You know, when you're preaching them the Bible, first of all, you can start by just helping to get them an agreeable mindset just in general. Just, you know, start off the conversation, you know, say something, make small talk like, "Hey, it's hot today, isn't it?" And they'll say, "Yeah, it is hot." And like when people, it's just something that has been found to be true that, you know, when people are, they agree with, you say something and they agree with it, they're more likely to agree with the next thing you say. So you could start off with something like that, small talk, like, "Hey, it's hot, you know, it's cold, you know, this weather's a jerk, isn't it?" And they'll say, "Yeah, the weather stinks." And then while you're preaching them the gospel, try to get them, don't just preach their ear off, try to get them to agree with you on each point. So you say, "The Bible says we're all sinners. Do you agree with that? We're all sinners, right? You know you're a sinner. I'm a sinner. You understand that you're a sinner?" And they say, "Yeah, I agree with that. I know. I understand I'm a sinner. You know, the Bible says right here that the wages of sin is death, that what we earn for our sin is death. Can you see that? Do you agree with that? You know, is that something that you agree with?" And they say, "Yeah, I agree with that." When it comes to faith alone, when it comes to the deity of Christ, make them voice their opinion. Make them voice their agreeance. Make them say it, because it's something that when you say it and you're setting up the end of the conversation to where you're going to hopefully lead them to Christ. If there's no stumbling block, there's nothing that's really stopping them. It's easier to do it that way, to get them in agreement mode, you know, just a little bit at a time. That's a lot better than just you preaching the entire gospel without getting any feedback from them at all. And then just at the end, okay, so do you believe this, 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 and this, and do you want to get saved right now? And they're like, whoa, whoa, they're not in that mode, because they're just in a they're in a mode where they've just been hearing you preach the whole time, and they've just been, you know, they're not even used to responding to you. So I hope this makes sense. It's something that I've realized. You have to engage people out soul winning. And you can't just throw it on them at the very end without engaging them at all, without dialoguing them at all, or without dialoguing with them. And then at the end, just trying to throw it on them. Do you believe this, this, and this? Because they haven't been warmed up to that yet, because you've just been talking their ear off. And that's the reason I'm making this, is because I've been soul winning with people who they don't dialogue. They just talk. It's just yap. And the other person just like sitting there, they're just like a mindless droid. And then all of a sudden you snap them out of it, because you start asking them questions at the end when you haven't been asking them questions the whole time. And they kind of pull back from it. They kind of don't want to hear it. They're kind of, you know, just jolted by it, and they're not ready. You haven't been, you know, helping them get to that point where they could easily, you know, choose to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope that helps. Dialogue, ask questions. Don't just, you know, don't let it just be a one-man show until the very end, and then just all of a sudden spring all these questions on them thinking that they're going to get saved. You have to dialogue with them and help them to reach that point. All right, guys, have a good night. For real this time, I'm really getting off YouTube now. See you later.